Formula One Preview, Australian Grand Prix 2019. An article published on the Daimler blog, written by Bradley Lord. Last year, we had to give it absolutely everything to come out on top. Judging from the performance in Barcelona, it looks like we will have a proper fight on our hands in Melbourne. But in a Formula One season, it is not just about who comes out of the blocks quickest, but the most adaptable and agile team will come out on top. We have shown in the past that we are fast and flexible, and that we can handle every curveball thrown at us. We're ready for the fight and look forward to the crazy roller coaster of a new Formula One season. This season, we don't just want to look forward to the next race with you, but we also want to give you some exciting insights into our technique. Formula One cars are very complex machines. Even their steering wheels are not exactly self-explanatory at first glance. Our 2019 steering wheel has a total of 25 buttons and switches, and, of course, the clutch and the shift pedals. Five of those buttons and switches change the brake settings of the car. Another three switches control the differential, the apex, and the exit of a corner. The rest of the buttons and switches have a variety of different purposes, from adjusting the settings of the power unit to changing the data that is displayed on the screen, activating the radio or the pit lane speed limiter. The most used functions of the steering wheel are by far the actual steering itself, as well as gear changes. On a typical lap in Melbourne, for example, the driver will use the shift paddles around 50 times. In addition to steering and shifting, a Formula One driver will make a number of adjustments to the brake balance, fine-tuning the car to different corner characteristics. The fact that the drivers wear gloves and that the buttons are relatively small doesn't make the operating of the wheel any easier. To reduce the risk of accidentally hitting the wrong button, the team uses buttons that are also used on airplanes. These high reliability buttons are not only made to endure a high number of actuations, they also require a strong tactile force and give the driver a solid click feedback when he presses them. The team has also installed small plastic rims around certain buttons to minimize the risk of hitting a button by accident.